Hey, it's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplify Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high growth cannabis sector. This is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus investors in on the news moving the sector and our approach to investing across it. Our ETF CNBS, that's CNBS for cannabis, is an active ETF strategy focusing on the most important themes, sector trends, what we view investors need to look at in terms of exposure to the cannabis markets as they continue to grow and evolve. Being active in our ETF means we're able to invest in real time around these developments, invest in IPOs, not waiting for rebalancing. I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in the cannabis sector from the early stages and combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging markets and one invests in early stage asset classes. And this Cannabis Weekly will focus you in on the market itself, the week-over-week performance, earnings, M&A, et cetera, to the macro, the legislative landscape, and macro trends that dominate this industry right now. And finally, our portfolio CNBS and our approach to asset allocation. And this is the Cannabis Weekly. And this is for the week of Jan 31. So as we head out of a very difficult January, probably not what cannabis investors expected or certainly wanted after a terrible close to 2021. Look, here we are. And the negative view that the analyst community and the investor community and the cannabis talking head community has come to is probably really good for positioning right now for markets that have reset in a marketplace where, you know, broadly global markets are under a lot of pressure from volatility, and that probably won't go away. So I think, you know, the view is that the cannabis performance has been very much reset, and there's reasons for that. We'll get into those key negatives on the focus here. Let's quickly talk, though, about price action last week, where it was another down week for the cannabis sector. And if you look at the largest U.S. multi-state operators, they are down, you know, close to 20% on the year, maybe a little bit north in a couple cases, south in a couple cases. But last week, AYR down 9.8%, Green Thumb down 8.9%, Verano down 7.07%, Curaleaf down 6.67%, Tilray north of the border down 5.25%, Canopy Growth actually outperformed a bit, down 27 basis points. Positive territory, you actually had Cresco Labs up 25 basis points. You had TerrAscend up about 1.5%. So a handful of outperformers in the middle of another really difficult week for cannabis. And again, where are the negatives focused? It's about more price compression, promotional activity, capacity growth, an illicit market gone wild, are things that are pressuring the larger players, even while the delays in a federal legalization means that these companies are able to further extend, differentiate, and build their leads over newcomers. But the pricing for the sector, the multiples for the sector continue to come down. We've talked about the U.S. MSOs trading, you know, somewhere south of 10 times 23 EBITDA. I think that prices in a lot of the risks here. But again, the pushback you're getting from many corners of the land is that this 2020 and 2021 top line growth and margin growth story is, you know, was one off. It wasn't just about COVID. So let's see. But the good news also is that earnings are coming, and you're going to get 4Q earnings out at the end of February, early March, and we're going to start to really see where these pricing and capacity growth issues are. And I think stocks ultimately can benefit from that clarity. But this morning we have markets in cannabis responding to more macro. So let's talk about what came out Friday evening. But Ed Perlmutter, yet again, bringing some excitement to the prospect of adding safe banking to yet another non-cannabis specific piece of legislation. But in fact, an amendment, and this is an amendment to the America Competes Act, which does not, you know, deal specifically with the cannabis sector as mentioned, but was introduced by the House last week. And Perlmutter is quoted as saying cannabis related businesses, big and small, and their employees are in desperate need of access to the banking system and access to capital in order to operate in an efficient, safe manner, et cetera, et cetera. We have heard this before. I think, you know, we expect the House Rules Committee it will, you know, have no reason to block this, and that the House will pass the China bill with the SAFE Act in it. The problem is, again, the Senate will push back on this, and they've already seen a bipartisan version of the China bill called the U.S. Innovation and Competition Act, and the SAFE Act is not in that bill. So we're not getting too worked up over this. We've seen how the market has, in some sense, been worse off by responding to the euphoria around these events. But look, there are major technical tailwinds to the cannabis industry that are going to come from macro. I just don't think it's going to be on this one, but we're not in the business of handicapping this. And that's why we position the portfolio to be long-term positioned for this good news while addressing the day-to-day operations. So let's see where we go. But I think on the macro side, the other things that the market is talking about are not just New Jersey delays, but the states that continue to open up. And I think Ohio is probably seen as one of the next big important markets. And there was some news late last week that the campaign to legalize a rec market has succeeded in getting its proposal to at least go to the legislature before a ballot question would come to November's and December. So let's watch this. But important states continue to be part of this macro growth story. And Ohio, much like Virginia and obviously New York and others, is part of that story. Let's get into the portfolio. CMBS last week down 6.03%. We continue to have the top of the balance sheet weighted towards the U.S. producers. Top three positions, top four of five are in MSOs. Top 10 positions in the portfolio are now 61% of the overall exposure. Last week, if anything, we were trimming some second tiers on up days and positioning the portfolio to be adding to some core strength near the top of the balance sheet. News within our companies in the portfolio, really, the only thing of note, Trulieve late last week closed on the second tranche of the $425 million debt offering that they raised in the fall. Part of that really good, strong story on the debt side for the cannabis sector, and obviously the bigger players that are able to have the credit metrics to continue to raise capital, lower their cost of capital, and that's very good news for the sector. So we're going to leave it there. Again, this is the Cannabis Weekly for this week, January 31. I'm Tim Seymour. I hope you have a great week.